Well, what we're recommending is, and hope that they are accepted, are two global compacts. One is on fulfilling their commitments to the refugees in terms of what legal instruments are already there. That's really all they have to do is to carry out things they've already promised to do. And for people who, nations or states that have not signed up to the Refugee Convention, to do so, and anyone who has some reservations to the convention will to lift those reservations and you know, fulfill it in its entirety. But also to that the UNHCR is asked to come with a comprehensive plan whenever there's a large outflow. We're talking about large movements of refugees and migrants. So when there's a large flow, which could be a crisis or an emergency, they come with a comprehensive plan for that emergency, and that people immediately come to help. Now, it's just not that neighboring country that is always the one that receives the refugees, who oftentimes is badly off as the countries that the refugees have come from.
There have been discussions about the need to differentiate between migrants and refugees. Why is that?
Partly because there are these different regimes for them. A refugee, of course, is someone who crosses many kinds. But when we're talking even about forced migrants, which people could say, well, isn't that something like a refugee? But migrants also move by choice as well. So we're talking about millions of people, a couple hundred million people who move every year. And you and I are migrants, too. We're even moving within our own country. So there has to be some definition of who you're really talking about. The rights of refugees are pretty clearly accepted in what countries have to do in dealing with refugees. But in migrants, countries need to be reminded that migrants have rights, human rights.
So what will happen after the report is released?
Well, the report will go and be negotiated from now until September, till the time of the summit. And then we hope that the report shows up in all of the commitments that the governments will make.
What will be your message at the World Humanitarian Summit?
Overall, eventually, we'd like to have a better situation for refugees and migrants who know that when they arrive somewhere as refugees or move somewhere as migrants, that they're received well, that they're seen as an asset. Migrants is no doubt. All the statistics you want will show you that countries need migrants. We know that there are aging populations here and there. There are people who need the kinds of migrants who work for different sorts of work. So I don't think there's any, I think people sometimes have to be reminded that migrants are a very positive element in society.